Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. I'm Vin, and with me, as always, is John Dotson.
Hello.
Today, we're doing Terminator Zero. It's a very appropriate title because this 8-episode Netflix anime is about the rise of Skynet. It's making it a prequel before the Terminator movies began. So before Terminator 2, T2, before T1, this is T0, Terminator Zero. Written and developed by showrunner Mattson Tomlin. It was directed by Masashi Kudo. It's starring Timothy Olyphant as the Terminator in the English dub. John, do you know anything about Mattson Tomlin? Do you know anything about his writing resume? Or...
I do not.
Okay.
You might have to tell me.
This guy is kind of fascinating. He was like a nobody until 2019 when he got hired to work on The Batman. Then he did rewrites on The Batman, and his career has exploded since then. He's done everything from Batman comics to his own original work. He's doing a Mega Man movie, like live action Mega Man. He's done all kinds of stuff, and it all started.
Doing Mega Man?
Mega Man, yeah. Yeah, and this guy is doing everything from like dark fantasy, sci-fi, horror. He's exploding all over Hollywood, and it all started with The Batman. Really interesting career. Great guy to watch, I think. And then, on that note, John, before we talk about T-Zero, can you tell me, what is your history with Terminator?
With Terminator, I'm probably the same as you. I mean, like, we grew up on these films.
I didn't.
You did not?
No.
Were you under a rock?
Yes, sir. Keep going.
So the first movie I watched was Terminator 2. Mm-hmm. And I actually watched it way too young.
How old?
6, 7. I loved it. I loved it. It was, there were moments in the film that terrified me.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, there's one moment where the girl that plays, she's also in Aliens as a, what's her name? She played the Latino character in Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh! Vasquez.
She played Jeanette Vasquez. Goldstein? So the part where she's like in the kitchen,
uh-huh,
and the dad comes in there talking smack to the dog, and the hand goes whoosh and like goes straight to the guy's mouth. That traumatized me as a child.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? The liquid metal part where it goes to the mouth?
Yeah.
Traumatized me, but I love that movie. I love it. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2 is kind of like a superhero.
Really? He really is.
Yeah. Protecting a child, it's like every kid's fantasy to have this robot that's like protecting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that was the first one I watched, and I think like years later I watched T1.
Okay.
You know, like at an early age, and I was too young to appreciate it because I'm like, ew, bad visual effects. You know, like I was a snobby little kid, you know?
Man, that's sad.
You know, but okay. Like when you get older, you understand like what year came out, like how it like was a low budget horror film.
Mm-hmm. But you don't appreciate that when you're a kid.
Terminator is one of the many reasons that I am a movie lover.
Wow.
Why I'm a big fan of sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the precursor to The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like The Matrix was like what knocked it down for me for being a sci-fi lover. But this was like the beginning. It was like my Blade before the MCU, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
It got me involved in like that kind of genre.
Wow.
And I love the Terminator franchise. But kind of like Aliens, I don't want to talk about 3, 4, and 5.
Okay.
However many.
Who knows? Yeah. For me, I guess my story would be like Superman the movie. The Batman movies, that was my like I watched and Star Wars, and I watched those when I was before I was like I had to be like 1, 2, 3. I watched them all the time on VHS. Back to the Future, Superman, Batman, I watched those all the time. That was my like hook I didn't get the Terminator, like Alien. I didn't get the Terminator until I was like 18.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I was the perfect age then, 18. I appreciated everything about it. I love the first Terminator. Terminator 2, I appreciated a lot, especially the effects, but I feel like it's a little bigger. And the first Terminator, I love how small it is, how tight it is. It's like 90-minute, like, relentless action, but there's so much heart, and the great VFX. I love that first Terminator movie.
But it's such a brilliant sequel. It's a good sequel,
yeah. But, you know, it's like Alien and Aliens, and I just prefer the first one.
The reason why I say it's brilliant is that it is James Cameron taking things and understanding how to expand the world, make it feel larger. Mm-hmm. To make it feel like dude, they don't make original blockbusters like that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they don't. It is so
Twisters?
Rich.
Twisters?
No. No.
That's not the sequel you want.
It is very rare to get such a rich, thematic blockbuster that's got so much depth, heart, and spectacle. Story and spectacle in a match. It is such a perfect balance of both. I love T2.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever seen The Bride of Frankenstein?
I have not, no.
Okay. Have you seen the original Frankenstein?
It's been a long time, but yes.
So Bride of Frankenstein, in my opinion, is the first sequel to do what you're talking about. And it's really worth watching for that, to see how it takes the original concept of Frankenstein, takes that first novel, takes the first movie, but then it goes like 10 steps further with it.
Right.
It's such a brilliant sequel. And I'm pretty sure it's totally original. It's not based on the book. It's all new territory. And that's, if I recall, 1935. And but those are the footsteps that James Cameron is walking in when he did Aliens, when he did T2. He is continuing that great legacy, which so many people struggle with. Even Marvel, they do all these sequels, but how often do they do a sequel like this? Like T2?
They don't.
Where they never like feels blow more it open and make it. Yeah.
It never feels more expansive, it never feels more rich in character. And I honestly believe that kind of like Aliens kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really need to be that big of a franchise. Mm-hmm. It kind of probably should have stopped at number 2. You know, kind of like Aliens. Probably should have stopped at number 2. But, like, I mean, I like Romulans. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think it really required to be a franchise. Yeah.
So, hold on. You know? On that Romulus note, do you think that they should do a Terminator movie in the vein of Romulus? Should they Force Awakens the Terminator?
No, I agree.
I don't think
if James Cameron doesn't direct it, they don't need to do it. Period.
Okay.
And he's not going to direct it. He's making 20 Avatar sequels for the rest of his life. So
not even 20. He's just making like 3 more. That's it.
That's still going to take about 3 decades, you know?
It'll take 3 decades for 3 movies. Our grandchildren will finish the series.
And he will die like by the time it's all done. So
his AI will finish it. His Skynet AI will finish it.
But yeah. Okay. Now, he did say, before we go on to the new T-Zero, what I do find fascinating, there was an interview very recently about Terminator, and he said that if he were going to come back, and he said he might get involved in it again.
Mm-hmm.
But if he were going to come back, he would take the now and day AI problems that we're having right now and incorporate that into a story where something uses AI instead of a nuclear bomb, everybody, use the AI to make the world fold in on itself.
Do you think that's kind of what T-Zero is trying to do?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I don't think so. Okay. I have thoughts on T-Zero, but no, I don't think so. T-Zero, I think, is the Matrix Reloaded of Terminator sequels.
Is this a positive or negative comparison?
It depends on how you view it, right?
Okay, this will be a good conversation.
Depends on how you view it. I think T-Zero's got a lot of hype. A lot of high highs and a lot of low lows.
Okay.
You know, like when they're high, they are very high. kind of like the Matrix Reloaded. When it goes high, it goes really high. But the lows in Matrix Reloaded also go low.
I really like this Matrix comparison. For me, I thought about what I love about the first Matrix and how it builds. In some ways, it builds on the philosophies of Terminator, I think.
That's what I'm saying. It's philosophy. The philosophy of it.
And Terminator Zero really tries to be philosophical. I never thought it was as deep as it was trying to be. And I think one of the big problems I have with Terminator Zero is it doesn't have the heart, in my opinion. It doesn't have the same heart that the first Terminator movie had, where I really care about the characters at the center of it. So I don't know why I'm starting with my negatives, but I felt kind of this was. The real Matrix comparison I want to make really quick, I thought it felt like the Animatrix. Have you seen that?
He does feel like the Animatrix.
The Animatrix works because they're short. This feels like an Animatrix short, the rise of the robots, but dragged out to, 4 hours? And I get the idea. I didn't need 4 hours of this. I get the idea. I've seen the Animatrix too. I don't need 4 hours of this, in my opinion. Yeah, John.
And because it's dragged out to 4 hours, there's a lot of loose change that could have been removed. Okay. It's not a spoiler, but in the beginning, there's a part, the show opens up with a chase from a Terminator,
mm-hmm.
and there's a part where it made no sense to me at all. The robot is hanging off her leg,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing that I could think at that moment was, why doesn't that robot just squeeze the heck out of her foot?
Mm-hmm.
Right there, it's got a hold, but no, it gets free, falls, all that stuff. There's random moments that don't quite make sense logistically. How would a T-800 that weighs that much hang off a human like that?
Dude. Do you want to start analyzing the physics of Terminator?
I'm just saying it doesn't, I'm just saying there's things like that.
Yeah.
But what I do think is good in this show,
mm-hmm.
is that, okay, I've been thinking about how to talk about this. I want to get personal for a minute, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
My father passed in April, and around the time that he died, I got a little existential,
mm-hmm.
So I started thinking about, what does everything mean? What is consciousness?
Yeah.
Where what happens when we go? Things like that. I've had people die, but I've never had that thought. That go deep in that. What happens whenever this whole thing just ends?
Mm-hmm.
I think this show. This might be just my analytical side of it, but it feels like somebody trying to process their thoughts about fate, determinism, how life plays out. There's so many conversations about what will be, what will not be.
Yes.
How things are going to shape out. How will the future unfold? The old one did that too. But I don't feel like they have the conversation as strong as this show does. Because this one is more heading into it about what will happen. What will be? What does it mean if things don't change? One of the things that I found whenever, my dad passed, I finally understood the theory of relativity.
Okay.
Do you know what that means? So somebody broke it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they're correct.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about that the theory of relativity is kind of like you're in a movie theater, right?
Okay.
Every room that you're in, every theater has got a moment in your life playing. You go to theater one is when you're being born.
Mm-hmm.
Theater two, you're a kid. mm-hmm. theater three, you know, mm-hmm. and they're all playing at the same time. Mm-hmm. So basically the theory of relativity is everything is happening at once.
Okay.
You're alive right now. We're in the present right now. You're also dying right now.
Mm-hmm.
All at the same time. And I feel like this show discusses things like that a lot. I don't know if it makes complete sense, but I do think it's unpacking that conversation in various areas.
Yes. Okay. So continuing that, because I was thinking about that too. I think that puts it in conversation with Terminator 1. Also, like you said, with Matrix 2.
Matrix 2, yes.
Choice versus causality, right?
Right.
With the Merovingian. My issue with Terminator 0 is I feel it's a lot of just talking about it. My feeling watching it was what they're showing is it feels like this destination is inevitable. No matter what choices we make, we will always lead to Terminator 1 and that version of Skynet. So for me, it felt like a lot of talk. They're talking and trying to philosophize, but we already know the outcome. So it falls flat for me. It didn't feel like it was meaningful to me. It felt like it was just talking. And sure, it's kind of interesting, but it was just talking. I didn't feel that it was telling me, you know, show versus tell. I didn't feel that it was showing me that.
So you don't think it's satisfying, like, the discussion?
No. For me, it felt, I called it pseudo-philosophy. It feels like it's trying to be interesting, but it's just conversations you have late at night. But I can have those conversations on my own. It doesn't feel like it has something profound to tell me that the first movie didn't already show. The first movie shows you the impact of destiny and the impact of choice. It shows you that, and you feel it, and that's the emotional crux of it.
But yeah, it doesn't land it completely. I'll admit to that. That's why I say, even The Matrix Reloaded, I don't think lands it completely, but kind of like The Matrix Reloaded, I still appreciate that it was trying to do something different. In some ways, it was trying to get to a nugget of interesting conversation. Whether it fulfills that desire, you know, I think that's going to be something up to debate. You know, I at least enjoyed the attempt.
Yeah, let's get into that. What are some of your other positives?
I think that the robot, Terminator, is back to being horrific.
Yeah, the action's really cool. The action and the horror are really cool. Yeah.
So glad that they made it scary again. That's something that I've felt has been missing from all the Terminator films. Like when a T-800 comes into a room, you need to be sweating as a moviegoer. Like, it needs to be just as intense as when Michael Myers comes on screen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I still think back to, when I might have been a snobby kid watching T1, but I remember watching that police station sequence and going, oh my gosh, nobody is safe. He just walked into a police station, and nobody could stop him.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh man, that is brilliant. Now, they kind of do that here too, and I think that might have been to a fault.
Yeah. I feel like Terminator Zero, sometimes it's referencing the originals a little too much. Sometimes it felt almost like remaking the shots. Romulus style, almost.
It's kind of like Romulus style, yeah. It's paying homage here and there, maybe a little too much in different areas. And at the same time, inserting some different ideas into it. Now, I got the complaints I do have.
No. Continue with your positives.
Fine then. Let's see.
I really liked the music. The visuals and the music are really good, I thought.
The music, dude, the music is so good.
Yeah.
think the score is the first time in a while that reinvents the tone to Terminator, kind of.
Yeah.
And, but works. It works in the context of the story. Like, I was like, dude, if you put this in a in another Terminator film, I would not be mad. I would.
Mm-hmm. It's a good.
I'd be all for it.
Yeah,
it's a good score. I think the voice acting is very good.
Yeah. Did you watch the subs or the dubs?
I watched the I watched the English.
Okay.
Mainly because like I got a lot going on.
Sure.
So I wasn't able to just like sit and focus on the words.
I watched I watched the English dub also, but sometimes I switched to the Japanese just to compare.
It was good. It was good. The dub was good.
Yeah. I want to point out in episode 8, there's a very no spoilers. There's a very dramatic scene. Like, you know the scene, the most dramatic scene of all of it. There's a very something dramatic happens. You know what I'm talking about. And people are shocked and screaming, and then it goes into silence a little bit. And it was so interesting comparing. It's no spoilers. Somebody might die in episode 8. One of the like 8 character, and when in that moment comparing, it was so interesting. Because in the moment when there's a death happening, in the English version, in the Japanese version, the guy goes silent. So they stab, and it's just, and you're just living in that silence, and it's so powerful. In the English version, they stab, and then, and it's all these extra sounds. It's like dramatic, but I thought the Japanese version, I felt it more. And then also, just kind of different types of acting with it, like more like dramatic screams or more emphasis. So the Japanese version, I felt I actually got more out of it comparing to the English dub.
I don't think Malcolm Lee is a sympathetic character.
Okay.
I don't think he is. Like, okay. I'm just like, I enjoyed the little chit-chats that he was having.
Yeah. That's one of my negatives. I didn't really care about anything.
I didn't care about him. I love Misaki.
She's my the one thing I loved about the writing. I loved
Misaki. Yeah. Is a great character. That was the one thing keeping me involved. The kids are annoying just like they were in T2.
Yeah. I liked them more than I thought. I generally, especially the little kid, because he's the one really sensible. The older kid's a little bit annoying.
Yeah, but I mean, but that is very Terminator 2. The kid in Edward Furlong, kind of an annoying character. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Kind of is. It works with the film, but it's like, maybe kill the kid. I don't know.
Terminator 1. Are there any kids?
No.
It's a perfect movie. Maybe lessons can be learned.
It's just Sarah and Kyle Reese.
Uh-huh.
But those are the things I enjoyed. I love the score. Mm-hmm. I dug the conversations around it. I think it's a complicated film, kind of like Matrix Reloaded. But I still appreciate it. I appreciate it more than the Godforsaken sequels that have been coming out.
I haven't even seen them. Maybe someday I don't know. Maybe someday. But nope, I've seen T1, T2, T0.
That might be why you're not where I'm at, because I've been there. T3 is one of the people awful.
We're climbing up. We can see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just T3, T4, T5. There it is. Oh, man.
How many are there?
Yeah, they just like sometime after Cameron.
Hold on. Let me try. Let me try to say if I know the title. So there's Terminator, T2 Judgment Day. I want to say maybe there's Terminator 3. Then I think there's like Terminator Dark Force. No. Dark Fate, right? Terminator Dark Fate. Terminator Genesis. Then there's probably another one I forgot.
Oh, so there's six. There's like six. Oh,
then there's Salvation. What? Right? Terminator Salvation. So
Terminator Rise of the Machines.
Is there a Terminator Resurrection?
No.
Okay.
Terminator Rise of the Machines is number 3.
Is that a real movie?
Yeah, Rise I've never of the heard Machines. Of this. Okay. Yeah, number 3.
Okay.
Number 3 is Rise of the Machines. Number 4 is number 4 is Salvation. Number 5 is Genesis. Number 6 is Dark Fate.
Okay, it's all out of order. Okay.
I am telling you, as a Terminator fan, we are thirsty right now.
Okay. And John, should I go back and educate myself and watch all these movies?
There are redeemable aspects of Salvation, I think.
Okay.
Like, it was like, it's not a good movie, but like there's sequences that are one take.
Mm-hmm.
Like one long take. Like there's a gorgeous set piece in Salvation where like you're in a battle.
Okay.
And you go up into a helicopter, and then the helicopter crashes, and then a robot like tries to attack John Connor, and it never cuts. It is amazing. Like that, there's moments of awesomeness in that movie. Everything else is all garbage. It's all hot garbage.
Right. Maybe I can find the clip on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Just out of context.
Now, to talk about my negatives here. Talk about my negatives.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, for my positives, I have visuals, music, Misaki. That's it. Three.
Gotcha.
That's it.
My negatives are... I think it confuses the crap out of me. What is the point of going back in time if you're just making a new timeline and you're not fixing the timeline that you're on?
Nothing changed. I don't get it. Like, I mean, I'm sure somebody will be able to explain very nicely in the comments. But to me, it just seems like this is the future that the Terminators become. They go back in time and we lead to the future that the Terminators become.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They explain, like, they go through it in the film, like, they're like, they make a new timeline, and they're, like, trying to justify it.
Yeah.
But I was like, it did not make sense.
I guess the point is that, like, it's destiny. Like, this is the ending that always had to happen. No matter what choice you make, it all leads to this ending.
Well, if it's destiny, why don't you even go back?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like, I don't get it.
I don't get why we needed 4 hours for this. Make it a 20-minute animated, or a short movie.
That was the one part where I was like, that's stupid. Like, why? It's going to make a new timeline. If you're not on the same timeline, why are you going back to fix anything? You're just going to go fix a new timeline? Like, what? That was the one part where I was like, that kind of, like, makes no sense. Well, because the whole point is to go back in time to kill John Connor. That way he's never born. That was the whole point. That he was never born in this time period. Ever. That doesn't make any sense if there's a new timeline.
And I feel like in this movie, you can in this series, you can correct me. Aren't they trying to do something similar? They're trying to go back to stop the guy who created Skynet from creating Skynet. Isn't it? Kind of the same premise. They're trying to go back in time to stop the guy who like pushes the first domino. It's still the same kind of
thing. What in Zero?
Yeah.
In Zero, they're trying to stop the guy who created Kokoro.
Which leads to Skynet, right?
Well, which leads to a opposite force that's going to hinder Skynet. Like they don't want
to hinder Skynet. Obviously, it doesn't, right?
I do agree, but again, that's where I bring up the whole theory of relativity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is the whole point of their theory of relativity is that everything is all happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all happening at once.
Yeah.
And it's one of those messed up things that I think about, because if it's real, that really is a thing. That truly means everything's already happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That, like, we're basically just, you know.
I've only seen 1, 2, 0. My understanding is that this movie has time effed itself so much that there's nothing more they can do with it. There's so much time effery. What's the point of anything anymore? Right? The time travel's cool until it's just a big knot.
And kind of like the Matrix Reloaded, it doesn't really grapple with the ideas it doesn't completely stick the landing
mm-hmm.
on those ideas, because I think it would have been stronger if they were going at the subject of dealing with the fact that you have no control over anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you have no control over what will happen.
And that is fantastic for, like, mm-hmm. a really kind of a horror premise. Imagine, this is a time travel story where you lose every time.
Every time.
That is a fantastic premise for Terminator. Because that's the feeling. Like you said, that's the dread that when you fight a Terminator, you lose every time. And this is a different, this is a bigger, like your fate, you will lose every time. That is a dark fate.
Yeah, every time. And then there's no control over anything. And they're so close to actually doing something interesting with that idea. But it just doesn't really come together at the end. It does. And I agree with you on that. I still appreciate that they were trying. Because they were trying. Because a lot of the other films didn't try anything. Like, it was just like, there wasn't anything there. Either there was studio meddling, or just had a really bad director.
Mm-hmm. Who directed the sequels, you know?
So, I can't remember the guy who did number 3. He had a very interesting finish. Mm-hmm. Number 3, but the movie sucks. The ending is really good, but the movie sucks. Number 4 was McG, the guy who did Charlie's Angels, so that should tell you something.
And I think he was supposed to do an Alien 3 at one point. I'm not
McG?
Sure.
McG?
No?
I feel like
he was related to Alien somehow, but I don't remember how. Anyway, okay, let's see. Hold on. Terminator, James Cameron. Terminator 2, James Cameron. Terminator 3, Jonathan Mostow. Terminator Salvation, McG. Terminator Genesis, Alan Taylor?
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, yes.
And Thor Dark World. Got it.
Thor the Dark World, yeah.
Poor guy.
And then number 6 was the director of Deadpool.
What a strange lineup.
It's a very weird lineup after James Cameron.
What are they doing? Because, like, Alien, you can appreciate, you know, they tried to get, like, I don't know. I don't know what they tried to do. But basically, they did.
They tried to get Autor directors.
Yeah, and this is, like, a weird grab bag of random people.
Yeah, grab random people.
How do you have the Game of Thrones guy next to the Deadpool guy? What are we doing?
right. But that's why I like it. At least tried to do something. You can at least feel a vision there in this story that's trying to come together. It just didn't come together. There's an idea there. I mean, I even like the Eno. I always appreciated the ideas of Enos, even though I think they feel out of place for a Terminator film. But I at least am like, okay, they're doing something different. They're doing something different here. They're playing with ideas.
I wonder if they're trying to connect Terminator to our current world, I think they could have done something a little bit more, maybe like smartphones. Like, imagine our smartphone technology turning against us. Something like that would be more terrifying, I think, than the Enos turning against us.
Well, that's what with James
smartphone. Yeah, go on.
That's what James Cameron was saying that he's thinking about doing with the new one, like making it about what modern day AI, contemporary AI would do. You know, with the copying your likeness.
Absolutely.
With the copying your voice. I mean, like, he was the original one to do that in number 1 and 2.
Absolutely.
The voice.
Yeah.
But the likeness, the visual nature, to put video out there that, like, you can make society fight itself.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to with modern AI. And that is really interesting idea for
There's
a new
Terminator
film.
So much potential. And so many people. But these are, like, the conversations we're already having. Like, just every day talking about, right?
Yeah,
what are the potentials of AI, of AI warfare, AI political manipulation, right? If you can have a political candidate create an AI video where it looks like the real candidate is doing something terrible, but it's all just created artificially and nobody can tell a difference, right?
Right, yeah.
This is, like, real stuff that all is already happening. There are already videos like that. You can destroy civilization.
Destroy civilizations, but, like, give that to a major, give it to Skynet? I mean, that's a really cool idea. And I do hope Cameron does that. But I've still enjoyed it, dude. I think it's, like I said, I understand any complaint that anybody has about this. If you did not like it, you're completely justified in how you feel.
I was surprised because, when I started this, like, mostly I had seen really positive reviews about it. And they're like, whoa, this is the next best So after, at the end of all this, John, can you tell me, as a Terminator fan, do you put this in the pantheon of T1, T2? Is this the essential watching? Like, would you recommend a trilogy, T1, T2, T0?
I think I would put it in the same category as, like, Animatrix or something like that. Like, I mean...
Okay, so it's like bonus watching if someone's a fan.
Bonus watching, yeah. Okay. I don't think it's required. I think T1 and T2 is all you need. Like, T1, yeah, sure. T2, like, if you're into Terminator 2 and never come back, you're fine.
Okay.
If you want to get some bonus material, I think T0 is like, hey, here's a fun little thing that somebody did that have some interesting ideas and concepts and conversations that they were trying to explore. Mm-hmm. It's not a success completely, a complete success, but I still enjoyed it. And I do think it opens up the inspiration possibly for somebody to take those ideas and maybe make another sequel that doesn't suck.
I just feel a little depressed thinking about more Terminator sequels forever. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch these and like Alien, maybe I'll appreciate them, like even the bad ones. Because even Alien 4, you know, I appreciate some of these. Maybe I should try Terminator. But like, it just seems like it's so screwed up with the timelines. I'm just like, what is happening anymore?
Worst case scenario, it will get Cameron back involved and we will get the Prometheus version of Terminator.
I also want to mention really quick, a nice recommendation. If you're looking for science fiction movies about robots, one idea is Mars Express. It came out, I think, last year or this year, in a French movie about robots also. But even better recommendation is called Undone. It's on Amazon Prime. It's 2 seasons, I think.
That's a very, very good show.
You've seen it? You've seen it too?
I've seen season one. I've not watched it. Number one is good. Yeah.
Season two completes the circle. Season two, it ends the story really well. I don't want to spoil anything for you, John, but if you're looking for a really good time travel story with deep philosophy, deep heart, real emotions, and like real meaning on life, and beautiful animation, and really good acting,
and that's another Cameron connection too, because the main actress of that show was the lead in Battle Angel Alita.
That is right. Wow. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Another Cameron connection.
So I recommend everyone, and it's really short too. It's, again, I think 12 episodes, 20 minutes. It goes fast, and it's a really great story. Really, and there's an ending, definitive ending. It's a great complete story, which we almost never get these days.
Did we even go into spoilers, or do we want to go into spoilers? Just
I talked about someone dying. Are there any other spoilers? The there's robots. What is the spoiler?
Oh man, okay.
Is there anything you want to add?
I'm trying to think what I would even say. You know, I think if I were going to talk spoilers, and if you haven't seen the film,
series,
if you haven't seen the series, you know, fuck off. Let's come back later, and we will educate you.
What spoiler? What is the spoiler?
I dig Misaki as an AI character. I really love that character. I think, honestly, that character alone could argue that I think is the heart of everything in that show.
She's really the best part, yeah. And especially because Malcolm Lee is so unlikable.
He's not a good character. Yeah. He's not likable. He's wanting to kill his kids every 5 minutes. So I guess just like.
And they tried to make him the center of the show, like his deep philosophical thinking. And I'm like, dude, just don't do this. But Misaki was really good. Yeah.
I think she should have been the main character of the show.
They definitely should have focused more on her story. I don't know how much more meat there is there, but she should have been the focus. Yeah.
I think it would have been interesting if you don't know where the dad is the whole time.
Okay.
And it's revealed, like, you could have condensed that entire conversation into one episode.
So many conversations.
The dad, you know, like, where is he? Where did he go? Is he dead? Is he not dead? Mm-hmm. And then, like, towards the end, you figure out that he's been locked up, trying to negotiate life. with this thing, and that could have been summarized.
That's an interesting twist for an ending.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like to me, that would have been better. It would have condensed it down, and then you just focus on Misaki and the kids and them trying to survive this nightmare robot for like a few episodes. But it's this back and forth of going into, you know, sometimes the conversation is interesting, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it brings the whole show to a halt. It slows it all down.
It's just too much. Yeah. Write a book. Yeah. Publish this as a book.
Yeah, it's too much. I get what they were doing there, though. I still liked it, but you are correct. It did, like, it messed with the pacing of the show.
Are you interested in season two? Do you want to watch it? I think you will. Yeah. Whether you want to or not.
Okay. I will watch it. I do think there are some things they need to improve upon. But, to me, Terminator has been in such a stale place for so long that they at least got the groundwork to make something interesting going forward.
Yeah.
Even if it's a little bit of a clumsy start,
It's not bad. For me, I don't feel the same high highs that you feel. I don't think it's bad. I wanted more, especially coming out of T1 and T2. Like, I want Terminator at that level. And this is Terminator show if you like Terminator. But it's just cool. It's just, like, generic cool. But it's not Terminator.
Let me tell you, man. If I came off of 1 and 2 and just had no 20 years of terrible sequels, I'd be right there with you.
Okay.
I've gone through the hell in 20 years of bad sequels. 2003, I think, was the first sequel that came out since T2.
You're right. So what is this? 1984, 1991, 2003. 12 years. My God. And then so 6 years.
Keep in mind, we got 12 years. 21 years of terrible sequels that everybody has been shoving down their gullet for so long. And now you get something that is not, like, it's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
So, but you don't think the franchise is dead?
I don't think this show is dead. I think the franchise is on life support until Cameron comes back. The movies are dead. I don't think this show is dead. I don't think the show is dead, no.
All right.
I think we have a good jumping off point. Depending on what they do with another season, that won't make or break the entire thing.
Okay. So as we consider this do not resuscitate option, I think that's a good place to leave this now. So thank you guys for watching. If you like this review, be sure to like and subscribe. Leave a comment below. Are you interested in the Terminator franchise? Did you like Terminator Zero? Do you love it? Or are you kind of down on it like us? Let us know in the comments. And please help correct us about the timeline nonsense. Please. I'm really interested in all the time. If somebody could send me a link, maybe explaining all the stuff, I'll read it, I promise. So I'm Vin, and you can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I am John, and you can find me at JohnMovieWatch on Twitter.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. Thanks, guys, and see you next time. Bye.
Bye.